Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We've got Jolene Smith and Carol Amos with us this morning, representing the Atlantic Royal Neighbors of America, Chapter 1373. They are working on a community project here we wanted to visit about. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Let's talk about this community project. This is something related to the schools.
Yes, there was a speak up column, and the girl at school thought, well, she knows they need Kleenex up there because all they have to use for a sniffly nose is toilet paper, or else carry a wad of toilet paper around, run to the restroom and get it, which takes out of their class time.
Well, of course, they have their sleeves.
Don't mention that.
Not so good either,
no,
obviously.
Not
what we want. In this time of the year, obviously those kind of supplies are important, right?
Yes. It's cold and flu season. It has been ever since school started, so we need to try to get a handle on it. And Kleenex are the best way to get rid of germs and that if they need to use a Kleenex.
Yeah. And my understanding in talking with some folks at some different high schools around the area, some of the schools have been hit pretty hard by the flu already this year.
They have. Yeah.
So there are a lot of youngsters that are
around. And
there's
one classroom at Washington that's already ran out, so we're going to distribute some up there, too.
Goodness. So this is going to be a project to collect some supplies, these tissues that folks will need in the school. So how exactly are we doing that?
Well, we put an article in the article in the newspaper we responded to, and so we're collecting boxes at Fairway, at Something for You Quilt Shop, the E Free Church and First Church of Christ, and you can drop tissue off at any of the classrooms in Atlantic.
Okay, it's just a matter of if folks want to participate in this. It's just as simple as picking up a few extra boxes, perhaps at the grocery store when they're out doing their regular shopping anyway, and just dropping those off at those locations.
Yes, we're going to deliver some today. This is a difference maker project, mm-hmm. and we get funding for this, so we have bought boxes of Kleenex, which we will be taking to the school today. And then I will go around on the 18th and pick up the rest that has been donated, and we will take to the schools then.
Okay. Could folks make monetary donations toward this project too?
That would be fine.
Okay. You can always go out and make the purchases yourselves.
Yes.
And take care of that.
Yes.
As long as the youngsters are taken care of.
Yes.
This is ongoing. It's been going on. You mentioned November 18th. That's when you'd like to kind of wrap things up.
Yes, that will be the deadline for our collecting of them anyway. But after that, if they want to donate, they could just take them directly to the schools.
Okay, very good. Why did this particular cause stand out to you? What caught your attention?
Well, I'm a former teacher, and I know that teachers provide a lot in the classroom. And it just really is something that we can do as a community.
And it's more than just helping the kids. You're helping everybody when you're doing that. The spread of germs this time of the year is what it is.
And not have to get up and leave class to go hunt for a toilet paper or Kleenex or whatever.
So. That's a basic need.
It should be provided,
but funding in schools mm-hmm. happen, and there's issues all the time, and kids can go through Kleenex really fast.
So. Really? Really?
I know young children especially, they don't realize how quickly they use it, and it goes really quick, so
yeah.
it's a good thing to do.
You can ask just about any mom. Those little travel packs of tissues, my mom used to go through a lot of those in the purse when we were youngsters. Yeah, it doesn't take very long, so anything you can do to help out there, they'd sure appreciate it. Talk a little bit about the Atlantic Royal Neighbors chapter. What's the mission?
Well, we are a fraternal life insurance company. We were started in Council Bluffs 124 years ago. The Atlantic chapter has been actively volunteering in the community for 120 years. And we do a lot of things. We celebrated our 120th this year. We serve birthday cake in the park at Produce in the Park. We do difference makers, which in January we feed the staff at Washington School lunch in appreciation of all their work with the kids. In April, we serve the police department, sheriff department, firemen, EMTs, the street department, park and rec, for thanking them for doing all the work they do in the community. In April, we have an Earth Day cleanup at Shellburg's. The Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts help us. June, we served three meals up at Camp Bethany and Exira for the campers this summer. October, we did the tissue drive. In November, we're providing water for the turkey trot at Washington School, which is a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And we've called bingo numbers for the residents at Allen Place for over 10 years now. We give gifts to new moms at the hospital that have new babies out there. We do Relay for Life, decorate cakes, and the raffle table at Festival of Trees. We make pillowcases for Heads at Ease, which is one of our big projects right now. And with the scraps, we make quilts, which we take out to Willow Heights. We've taken 10 out last year and 10 out this year, so we have about 10 or 20 more to go. We make greeting cards for the residents of the Care Center in Allen Place and Willow Heights. And just any activity that we see or think we could support or do, we try to do.
I was going to ask you, well, first of all, I assume you sleep and eat once in a while, too,
because
it sounds like you're pretty busy.
Once in a while.
But how do you determine which projects kind of fit your mission? Do you discuss much of that, or do these things kind of jump right out at you?
Well, we discuss it, but we also have to turn it into the chapter leaders, and they provide funding for us to do these things, which helps us, of course, because if it all had to come out of our own pocket, that would be a lot. But they provide funding that's very, very generous to help us do these things. And so we just try to make sure that whatever we're doing is community-oriented. The one that I enjoy, I think, a lot is the pillowcases that we do, because we work on it about twice a month. And the pillowcases, they go out to the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines. And they're very, very nice pillowcases. We've had lots of nice responses back from that. We got a letter from a family that was related to the Sutherlands. Is that the name of them?
Sullivans.
And
three Sullivan brothers were killed.
So we just try to do things that we feel that will make an impact on people and show appreciation for, like, the teachers and the people that work service jobs in our community.
Sure. A community-based organization, really trying to serve the community.
Is.
But your reach goes further than that, obviously, through the pillowcase project and things, too. Well, very good. Do you have regular meetings then? Do you have a larger group?
We just meet when we do pillowcases, and we kind of have a meeting as we eat lunch. working meeting, I guess you call it.
Yeah, that's how a lot of us do it. We visit over lunch, too. There's no problem with that.
Multitaskers is what we are.
Have to be.
Jolene, how did you get involved in the group?
It's run in our family for years. My mother was a secretary treasurer. My grandmother was a secretary treasurer, and that's all the further I can go back. But I think that goes back to about our 120 years. And I am the secretary treasurer right now.
Yeah, so you really didn't have a choice.
Not really. Here it is.
Carol, how about you? How did you get involved?
Well, I met Jolene through church and retired from the job that I was at and wanted to do something to make a difference in my retirement. And so I started in with this and just kind of fell in love with the things that we do. I especially enjoy going and calling numbers, bingo numbers, for the residents at Allen House. They really show a lot of appreciation for that. And so,
And right now she's making scarves.
Oh, yeah, right now I am. We're both crocheting scarves that we're going to send to the military.
And this is Operation Gratitude we send them to.
Nothing more enjoyable than seeing other people smile, especially when it's because of something you've done for them.
Yeah, and they like things homemade from the United States.
Right. I assume there's probably always an extra plate at those lunch meetings if anybody else wanted to be a participant.
Yes, it would be great. We usually fix something in the crock pot or have sandwiches. So anybody that wants to help us make pillowcases, they're sure welcome to come. If they'd like to donate fabric, they can bring their fabric with them and eat lunch with us and help us. We'd really appreciate that. Yeah.
Many hands, of course.
Right.
How would people go about finding out more?
We meet at the E-Free Church in the Fellowship Hall, but they can call me if they want to join us or just show up. Well, they'd have to find out the dates. Show up for the pillowcases. And I'm 250-1125 if they'd like to call me.
Okay. Or contact the E-Free Church, because they always have
the dates
that we meet.
Know when we meet.
Very good. All right, easy stuff there. And also easy to make a donation toward this particular project, the tissue project. Give them the details one more time.
They can drop them off at Fairway Grocery Store, which we want to thank Fairway because they gave us a good price on the tissue we did buy from them. Something for You Quilt Shop, the Evangelical Free Church at 22nd and Chestnut, or the First Church of Christ on Southwest 7th Street until the 18th of this month. And then after that, they'd need to take them directly to the school.
Okay.
And you can take them to the school now, too, if you want to.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. It's all part of the project. It's great to get recognition for what we do, but the bottom line is you want the results.
Right.
Right? Very good. Again, and if you'd like to contact Jolene, that number again, 712-250-1125. If you have any questions about this project or about the Royal Neighbors in general, just give them a shout. Jolene, Carol, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck with the project.
Yeah, thank you so much. Jim. We appreciate it.